please.
All right, guys. Saturday night during the Steelers-Bengals game, Pittsburgh back Najee Harris reached 1,000 yards rushing for the fourth consecutive season. And while I'm sure many were proud of Harris's accomplishment, one of them was not Hall of Famer and broadcaster Troy Aikman. This audio via Football Forever on X as well as ESPN.
I think it's probably time we raised the bar on 1,000-yard running back season with 17 games. I mean, there was a time 1,000 yards was quite an accomplishment, but it's not so much anymore.
Do you agree with Troy Aikman?
I love it. I love it because I tweeted basically the same thing yesterday before I heard him say it.
I went back to look.
When I fell in love with this game, Kenny, just to date you and show you how old I am, late 80s,
5 years older than me.
Early 90s. I went back just now, randomly, 1992. Sterling Sharp led the NFL with 1,400 yards in 16 games. There were seven receivers that had 1,000 yards. That is a milestone. 1989, there were six. So we all know the league ballooned, passing ballooned in the 2000s and then went to another level in 2010. I thought we all had agreed a long time ago that 1,000 yards doesn't mean anything, yet that's all I heard yesterday. Was how big of a deal 1,000 yards was.
He's 31 years old. I know you were talking about running backs here.
Yeah, but I'm talking about receivers. Yeah. But
Mike Evans, 31 years old. To do it that many times, it's 11 or 9?
Yeah, it's 11.
11 times? That's a lot.
Only Jerry Rice has done it.
Evans is great.
I know that Jerry Rice is pretty good at football.
Like, yeah. I would say 1,200
but I didn't
yards
need that stat. That stat is not why Mike Evans... Like, that's not the stat I'm going to be rifling off.
Set the bars. 1,200 apiece, then, for running backs and wide receivers, the bar?
It's got to be at least 1,100, right? It's just, but that doesn't fit as neatly into a graphic. 1,000 yards is 1,000 yards. But notice, we don't talk 3,000 yards anymore. When I was young, again, late 80s, into the mid 90s, it was, all right, 3,000 doesn't mean anything anymore. Now it's becoming 3,500. Then guys were getting five. I know we didn't have a 5,000-yard quarterback this year. Burrow was the closest. But we've shattered all this stuff, and it was just interesting hearing yesterday. So Troy Aikman said that, yet I was hearing Jim Nance and Tony Romo, because they had nothing else to talk about in the game they were doing. They could not stop talking about guys getting 1,000 yards.
Got a little NFL news.
I saw this. I'm actually worked up about it.
I'm interested. I don't know it.
Are you talking about the Jordan Schultz report?
I'm looking at Albert Breer now.
Oh, go ahead. What you got?
It's Bengals.
It's probably the same.
It is. Lou Anarumo is out, the coordinator.
I think that's asinine. If it were, they've also fired their offensive line coach, linebacker coach, and defensive line coach. So they're basically going to do a whole, with the exception of
DBs. Paul Diener has that.
Yeah, they're going to do the whole house cleaning except for
coaches. So Burrow must love Zach Taylor. Yeah. He must be really comfortable with him.
Yeah, probably. Because you would. Well, I don't know if Mike Brown lets him get in those decisions. Who knows? I mean, that guy, they're a different group down there. If we didn't already have Jim Schwartz, I would be pounding the table for Lou Anarumo. I don't think he forgot how to call defense. I don't think he wanted to give up Jesse Bates and other guys like that.
Yeah, he had the worst defensive structure or players, yeah. I guess you should say.
Yeah.
I mean, Hutchinson was great.
Yeah. They had Hendrickson. Hendrickson was great. Yeah.
Hendrickson. You know, yes.
Somebody's going to get quarterback. It. Yeah, but you understand, like, you have one really good defensive lineman. I mean, a couple years ago, we were talking about this guy being a head coach. Okay. Again, that's the lipstick on the pig stuff, the scapegoat stuff, that if you want to talk about that being a scapegoat, that's a scapegoat. How it puts a nice bow on this show, you cannot sit there and tell anybody with a straight face that Ken Dorsey gone and Andy Dickerson gone is going to solve your problems. No. I hope it's not this way. I hope that this is a locker room that can get over these problems. I hope it's not an organizational problem. A leadership problem, but it looks like it could be that way. Because if you can't establish, when Jack Conklin says we can't establish an identity offensively, you had a perfect, for you, had a perfect identity last year. That went away. Did you need to make that go away? No. You caused your own problem. There's no scapegoating here. They all share in whatever this 3-14
The mistake was, we don't know that there's an offense that Deshaun Watson could work with, because they didn't think he could work with the Stefanski offense, so they went and got something else, and he can't work with that. So that was the flaw there. Mm-hmm. And they have just known he can't work in any offense because he's had this all-time historical drop-off from where he was, 4 or 5 years ago.
We got Andrew Berry at 10 a.m. in his press conference live on the Fan. Kyle and Avon Lake, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
I think for this old Melvin Stefanski, that's what I call him, Melvin.
Melvin?
I think Melvin, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got to bring in at least like a Kirk Cousins, a veteran quarterback that has experience winning. And then, yeah, you got to draft a quarterback at two if you want any chance of winning next year. And otherwise, no. Like if you go to Myles Garrett and you say, yeah, we're going to, you know, we're going to take a DB at two, Travis Hunter, let's say, and see what we can pick up, get a Mac Jones or something. You know what? He's not going to stay. He's not going to stay and play for that. And by keeping Melvin and Barry, they still believe in the roster. They think there's a chance for something next year, but I don't see it, guys. I think next year it's going to be about the trade deadline, and we're going to be the same as we were this year, and then these players will be traded then.
Kyle, thank you very much for the call. I'm not going to say your prediction's wrong because it's probably more often than not, guys like you end up being right. So I don't want to say you're wrong and then have you call in at this time, or excuse me, during the October time of next year when things start to go off the rail. But I do think that they're going to take somebody at number two. They're going to take a quarterback at number two. And you very well could find out from the very get-go. I think they're going to put that person on the fast track, whether that be Ward or Sanders. They're going to put that person on the fast track, and they're going to force us to make a decision on him, because if that guy isn't good, we will do one of two things. We'll either go right back to it and go back to the draft and take one of the guys coming out, or we will talk ourselves into it. And we are nesters, so we will probably try to talk ourselves into it. So whoever they get at number two, they're going to be put on the fast track to start. There's not going to be a competition. If they took Cam Ward, I'd probably be telling you that Cam Ward's going to start week one for this Cleveland Browns football team. Same thing with Shador Sanders. Because if it's still a team of veterans, then a team of veterans should be able to take care of him, shouldn't he? That sounds crazy, I know, to a lot of people. Mark that down. That'd probably be what would happen. Get to Paul on the road real quick. Paul, you're next up on the Fan. Got to go quick.
Hey, I'm tired of hearing this Cousins thing. This dude is 37 years old next season. He is not. He's a quick fix. We don't need quick fix. I think the Browns should go after Justin Fields. He's a free agent. He proves that he could be an
That's
NFC
a no
or
fix.
AFC North. And he's an AFC North cornerback with 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 6 games. You go get Cousins, Jameis Winston at an older age. Go get Fields, get a quarterback later in the round, develop him, and go after Hunter and build up your defense and fill the gaps. We got to fill these gaps. We can find a quarterback. Stefanski needs to find his guy. Plain and simple.
Paul, thank you very much for the call. He is not a under-center bootleg quarterback. And also,
I don't think Fields fixes anything.
I can't call him bad, but
NFL quarterback is kind of bad.
Not so great to bad doesn't make anything good. I used to say adding bad to bad does not make it good. I want to be nicer to Justin.
I think with Justin Fields,
so bring in Leroy Horde.
I think with Justin Fields,
get him in there.
Jerry Jeudy is going to have 600 yards next year if Fields plays every game.